With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. High winds are forecast to return to the Inland Empire on Thursday and Friday, raising the threat of wildfires in the region where multiple blazes already caused major impacts this month. The National Weather Service issued a red flag warning in effect from 5 a.m. Thursday to 5 p.m. Friday, with the fiercest winds likely Thursday afternoon into the following morning. The agency said winds will generally blow 20 to 30 miles per hour, but warned that gusts in excess of 60 miles per hour are possible in mountains and narrow passes, including the San Gorgonio Pass, where a 1,000-acre wildfire destroyed 75 mobile homes and other structures and caused the deaths of two people in Cala Mesa less than 2 weeks ago. The people who keep electricity flowing through most of California's power lines say they've upgraded their system, and that should help the state avoid blackouts during future heat waves. Cap Radio's Randall White explains.
When temperatures soar, Californians often push the limits on the state's ability to access electricity. The California Independent System Operator, or CAISO, maintains the power grid for 80% of the state and some of Nevada, too, evaluating the energy supply and demand for at least 30 million people every second of the day. Those managers plan for heat waves, but have been using technology purchased 20 years ago that was discontinued. This month, a new energy management system was installed, which CAISO says is the most advanced in the world. Petar Rastanovich is vice president of technology. He says CAISO will now be far more flexible.
We will see all the scenarios that can result from that heat wave in advance and be able to prepare in advance whatever controls we have to deal with them when it comes.
Rastanovich says California is unique in the world for its size and the amount of renewable energy sources it has to juggle, so its new system was custom made by Siemens. He says its cost is confidential. CAISO is a nonprofit public benefit corporation funded by its member utilities, the three largest in the state. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
California State University Chancellor Timothy White has announced his retirement. He'll step down at the end of June after serving more than 7 years. In an interview Tuesday with Capital Public Radio, White said he's leaving the university as stable and focused as ever after presiding over increases in graduation rate, enrollment, and state funding.
I don't see a wholesale shift in what we're doing or where we're going. It's not a moment to sort of say, oh my gosh, let's totally reconsider the CSU, because we have focus, we have a North Star, and that's student achievement.
California State Student Association President and San Diego State Senior Michael Wiafe said White was not without fault, but rarely shut students out of discussions.
If there was something where he felt there was an issue, he would ask. And I think that that's a lot more than I can say for a lot of campus administrators.
Tuition went up just once during White's tenure, although that's in large part because the economy recovered and the state budget stabilized. The Trump administration has unveiled a new plan to govern California's water usage that has alarmed environmental groups for its potential impact on endangered species. The plan would give more water to farmers. An analysis by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Marine Fisheries Service says the plan will not jeopardize threatened or endangered species. The plan includes spending $1.5 billion to support endangered fish. The government would also monitor rivers for endangered fish, with commitments to reducing pumping when they're present. But Doug Obege at the Natural Resources Defense Council says the monitoring programs don't work because endangered fish populations, like the Delta smelt, are too small. He said it is likely environmental groups will challenge the rules in court.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.